Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Here's today's poem called Celebrate. You have much to celebrate. The contrast between what's perceived or experienced and the truths you struggle to accept. You are rejoiced over in your present state, unconditionally. So hard to get your head around. It's not about your head. It's about your heart. Assurance is your peace as you contemplate the songs sung over you. You are rejoiced over with gladness, while resting in the facts of your salvation. Meditate deeply on this. Here's the reflection. The amazing journey when walking with God is the ongoing relationship and revelation we have with Him. Our relationship with Him predicates the revelations and experiences of His truths. There are many examples in Scripture of normal, simple people who walked with God and experienced the promises they were given. These examples are there for us to take courage in and also to encourage us into the experiences, which are there for us as well. The key is to personalize the promises and experiences, even if you are not actually experiencing these yourself. The above poem was written from a scriptural base that incorporates all the promises and facts about how God sees us as His children. He celebrates us and sings over us with joy. Can you imagine God rejoicing over you with gladness and songs? There are many times when I meditate and celebrate this scripture in Zephaniah 3:17, and then there are those other times. These are the times when I'm struggling with myself and question why He would rejoice over me. God's ways are not our ways, and without renewing the spirit of our mind, we will struggle to receive the truth of His words. Celebrate and accept all His promises over your life as you come across these revelations. Here's your questions. God is love, the scripture declares. Accepting His love personally can be a problem as we live in this conditional world. Do you have any personal conditions which prevent you from receiving His love? If so, list them and work with God on them. Question 2. If you have your own children, do you sing over them with joyful songs? If not, why not? Question 3. Can you celebrate yourself as God does, without focusing on all the conditions, mistakes, and issues you may have? Do you love yourself? Here's the scripture, Zephaniah 3:17 in the New King James Version. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.